This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 424, down 4. May corn, 431 and 3 quarters, down 3 and 3 quarters. July corn, 438 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. March soybeans were 1316 and a half, up 1 and a half. May soybeans were 1297 and a quarter, up 1. July soybeans, 1282, up 3 quarters. March wheat was 563 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. May wheat, 570 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. July wheat, 577, down 9 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday, the 17th, reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, with the Board of Trade closed on Monday. Technical trading was the major factor in the markets. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at $4 to 4.18. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 12.98 to 13.17. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower, 3.96 to 4.21. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at 13.16 to 13.42. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 to 8 cents lower at 4.10 to 4.22. Soybean bids were 8 to 12 cents higher at 13.27 to 13.69. Wheat bids were 9 to 13 cents lower at 5.44 to 5.92. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 13.27 to 13.47. Basis was steadied at 10 to 30 over the March. High soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.69.50 to $4.79.50, $2.50 higher, with basis steady at 35 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents lower at $4.24 to $4.30, with basis steady at option to 6 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at $4.14 to $4.29. with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 10 to 5 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 13.45 to 13.56, with basis steady to 6 lower at 28 to 39 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 10 cents at 5.52 to 5.62, with basis steady at 15 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 441 to 444. These elevators were mixed on their soybean prices, with quotations at 1375 to 1377. Soft wheat closed 8 to 9 lower at 599 to $6. Milo ended the day 4 cents lower at 473 to 474. Contract bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state at 409 to 419. Soybeans, new crop for October delivery at 1074 to $11. Corn for November delivery in the central part of the state at 403 to 424. Soybeans for October delivery at 1088 to 1105. In the southern part of the state, corn for November delivery at 406 to 424. Soybeans for October delivery at 1090 to 1125. And new crop wheat for July delivery at 533 to 548. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 140.35, up 20 cents. April live cattle, 139.30, up 7 cents. June live cattle, 131.45, up 17 cents. January feeder cattle were 170, up 20 cents. March feeder cattle, 167.92, down 32 cents. April feeder cattle, 168.65, down 62 cents. February lean hogs were 86.17, down 70 cents. April lean hogs, 91.90, down 35 cents. May lean hogs, 99.60, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 17th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound carcass was 78 cents lower in the range of $74 to $78.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.23. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 53, 4 to 5 weights 50 to 58, 5 to 550 weights 54 to 60, and 550 and up 55 to 61. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,789 head. And now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 500 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $3 lower. Slaughter cows sold $2 to $13 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $137.25 to $143. Select and choice steers were $134.50 to $135.75. And select steers were $122.50 to $129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $122 to $127.50. And select and choice Holstein steers were $117 to $118.50. With select steers at 116. On to choice slaughter heifers. They ranged in price from 137 to 142.50 and select and choice 130 to 135.75. On to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing 97. Breakers were 79 to 84.50. Boners were 78 to 86 and leans were 62 to 69. Now back to the the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Steers on a live basis traded at 140 to 144, and heifers on a live basis at 140, 150 to 144. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 296 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.51, and that was $1.37 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $231.71, and that was $2.92 higher, with select carcasses at $229.32, and that was $3.81 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, which compared to 106,000 last week and 104,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 427,000. That compared to 408,000 last week and 409,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.21. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.25. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.12. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.16. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.46. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.43. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.64. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.21, corn at Scottville is $4.12, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.46, and wheat at Scottville is $5.64. The fiscal year 2014 omnibus spending package approved by the House and Senate was signed by the President. The spending package combines all 12 appropriations bills for spending categories, including agriculture, energy and water, and other areas that impact farmers into one measure, allocating funding for the programs within each category. The trillion-dollar-plus bill that helps prevent another government shutdown until at least October 1st. The USDA crop reports released earlier this month showed some important fundamental information for the corn, soybean, and wheat markets. As always, the report contained a few surprises relative to market expectations. Todd Gleason reports for corn, the biggest surprise was the estimate of stocks on hand on December 1, 2013.
Based on the reported average trade estimates for the size of the final 2013 corn production estimate and the December 1 stocks estimate, the market expected the disappearance of corn during the first quarter of the 2013-14 marketing year, that's this year, would total about 4.122 billion bushels. However, the final production estimate, revised September 1 stocks estimate, and the December 1 stocks estimate revealed disappearance of 4.335 billion bushels. It's an unexpected increase of more than 5%, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
That number implied we had record level of feed and residual use of corn during the first quarter of the marketing year. It's not a logical number. It's not a believable number. And when we saw the WASDE report, they did fade that number.
The grain stocks figure is a number captured by NASS from more than 9,000 locations across the United States. WASDE, or the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates Report, is produced by a different agency. The World Agricultural Outlook Board didn't fully incorporate the grain stocks figure into its projected usage figure for the marketing year. The fade was about a half a billion bushels. It's a big number. Good recognizes the reasons behind the difference and says historically, the grain stocks figure moves a lot during the marketing year.
What we found is they move a lot and they tend to reverse. So when you get a surprise in one report, you tend to reverse that in the next report. So I think March will be an exciting time to read.
The grain stocks report is released quarterly with the next figure due out in March. The questionable change always centers around how much corn was used to feed livestock.
For the first quarter, it was 2.4 billion bushels. And if you look at similar years when we've had big crops and when we expect to have limited wheat feeding in the summer months, first quarter use has been about 40% of the total for the year. So really, if you took this at face value, you'd say 6 billion bushels is what we're going to feed this year, which is not a believable number, and certainly WASDE didn't forecast that.
In the January WASDE report, the World Agricultural Outlook Board projected marketing year feed and residual use of 5.3 billion bushels, an increase of 100 million bushels from the December projection. That projection implies the subsequent corn stocks estimate will not confirm the extremely high rate of implied use in the first quarter. Still, the WASDE projection represents the largest feed and residual use of corn in 6 years. Even with minimal wheat feeding this summer, Daryl Good explains there seems to be some risk that even the WASDE projections are too high, though it is well below the use implied by first quarter disappearance. USDA will release its next estimate of grain stocks March 31st. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, two $1,000 scholarships, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2014-2015 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 21st, 2014. Any questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Summer Robins, Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen, was crowned 2014 Miss Illinois County Fair Queen. Director of Agriculture Robert Flyder and retiring Queen Amelia Martins did the crowning. This year, a record of 72 County Fair Queens vied for the coveted title. Robins is attending the University of Illinois, majoring in the College of Business. Her goal is to be a corporate attorney. Proud parents are Rick and Julie Robins of Coffeen. Miss Winnebago County Fair Queen Megan Magee was named first runner-up, and Miss Warren County Fair Queen Alejandra Gillen was second runner-up. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.